Welcome to the Break of Dawn. This is Peace in the Midst of Chaos, Part 4. There's Romans. We're going to start with Romans, Chapter 5, Verse 1 through 2. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 through 28. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." Matthew chapter 5, 1 through 12. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Isaiah 26, verse 12. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you have indeed done for us all our works. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. That is why I sent you, Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. Romans 2, verse 8. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. And I'm going to extend that. But seek his will in all that you do, and he will direct your paths. That is actually Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6. That's my life verse. I live by it. Lean in. Trust him. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Jude chapter 1, verse 2. May mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. He truly does. And when you are feeling weighed down by anxiety or fear, and I don't care if you have to cast it at his feet 1,000 times a day, keep doing it, because eventually you will no longer carry that burden that God will take from you. So I encourage you to do that. It will only help. 1 Peter 3, verse 10 through 11. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, Let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. James 3, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Hebrews 13, verse 20 through 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 12 through 14. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 11. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Colossians 3, verse 13. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Colossians 3, verse 2. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Philippians 4, verse 9. You know what? I think I'm going to stop there. I'm going to go ahead. Okay, I'll read Philippians 4, 9, and then I'll save the rest for the next segment. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. And I'm going to end there. Just want to encourage you to listen to the scriptures and see which one stands out more for you, and then write it down, and then have it posted throughout your house, and then read it every time you see it, and it'll get into your heart and into your mind, and it will help you through the journey that God has you on. And I want to take a moment and just thank you again for listening to The Break of Dawn. Have a wonderful and blessed day.